بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In this world that we live in, everything that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a composition of a number of things put together. And it's putting these things or parts together which allow it to function. For instance, man to begin with is a murakkab of two aspects. One is the physical body and the other is the soul. The soul allows the body to function, gives it life. The soul permeates every part of the body, allowing it to live, to function, to operate as it is supposed to. If the soul is removed, be it from any part of the body, or from the whole body will cease to function. And that is at a partly a level that we understand and partly a level that we don't understand. If we just focus on the body and take the body into consideration, the body is a composition of so many millions and trillions of tissues put together. And this body is, at a physical level, is functioning because there is something that is connecting all the parts together and allowing it to function smoothly. There is a common thing which connects the whole body, from the heart to the brain, from the brain to the eyes, to the mouth, to the tongue, to the muscles, so much so even to the stomach, which allows the stomach to function, to carry out its duty of digesting food. that thing which allows this body to function smoothly, something that connects the whole body, which are veins, arteries and capillaries. These veins and arteries and capillaries, they carry an essential part which we refer to as blood. However, the blood plays a very integral and important part in the functioning of the body by supplying blood to all the different parts of the body, carrying oxygen with it that allows that particular muscle or that particular organ to function to its fullest capacity. I think everyone's going to sleep. As an example, if there was something that stopped this flow of blood carrying the essential ingredient to allow that part of the body to function to its fullest capacity, then that, if something stopped, then it would stop or it would not allow, or that particular body part would cease to function. Are you with me? Huh? No. Depending on the degree of restriction, the greater the restriction, the greater the damage. The damage being the ability to function decreases. Sometimes, in some instances and some cases, a person's body part can completely become useless because the flow of blood has become totally restricted to that part of the body. If you can understand this, and bear this in mind, that this deen of ours, the Sharia, we call it Sharia, it is referred to as the Sharia. The Sharia is a composition of two things. One is the Quran Kareem and the other is the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The two put together allow us to distinguish, allow us to understand, allow us to appreciate and implement the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by coming to a realization that I need to do a number of things for my Islam to be correct, to be functioning properly. You have the Quran-e-Kareem, which is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hukam of Allah. And on the other hand, you have the ahadith mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that gives us an explanation and an understanding of how that part of the deen should operate and work to its best, to its fullest capacity. And so in that respect, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is perfection. And there is no one and there is nothing that can achieve that perfection. Therefore, for an individual to understand the Sharia, to be able to practice the Sharia, to implement the Sharia, it's necessary that this individual understands the importance of applying the Quranic Kareem and the Ahadith Mubarakah. Now, the thing that allows the proper functioning of the deen, of the sharia, of the Quran and the sunnah is in a person's life is a concept. Not only a concept, but it is something absolutely real without which a person's Islam will fall apart. And that aspect is discussed by the Quranic Kareem, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many places, and many examples are given of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself addresses this aspect. The thing that connects salah to an individual, the thing that connects Sawm, Hajj, Zakat, recitation of Quran, is very, it's important for this aspect, for this thing that allows us to connect with the Sharia. In simple terms, we refer to it as Tawheed. Tawheed, in the same way that the veins and the capillaries are embedded with every tissue, Tawheed is embedded in the Sharia. It's unfortunate that we don't have a full comprehension of what Tawheed is. If I give you a very simple example, we all recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yet do we understand what it means? Maybe at a linguistic level, one may be able to decipher the Arabic and understand it in his or her mother tongue. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as I begin in the name of Allah. What does this actually mean? When a person says Bismillah, what does it actually mean? Superficially, a person will say, I'm saying that I begin in the name of Allah. What does that mean, that I am beginning in the name of Allah? It means that I am cutting off everything. I am cutting off everything and I am not giving any credit to anything or anyone else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rahman and Rahim, for this task that I'm going to undertake. What is that? That is an element of Tawheed. That is an element of Tawheed. In Salah there is an element of Tawheed. In fasting there is an element of Tawheed, just as I explained last night. Hajj there is an element of Tawheed. In everything that we do, so much so that even when a person recites Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there's an element of Tawheed. This deen of ours is not empty without Tawheed. If it was empty, then that part of the deen, of that part of the deen, that act of worship, that act would become dysfunctional. This deen of ours, the Sharia, requires that we understand the importance of allowing the Quranic Kareem and the Ahadith Mubarakah to dictate upon us in its entirety. We are not allowed to pick and choose. I like this act of worship, so I'll do this and I will not do anything else. We tend to confine Islam to Salah, the Masjid, Etikaf, Ramzan, Hajj, Zakat. However, there are so many other aspects of this deen, of the Sharia, which are so important that allow the functioning of the Sharia in its entirety. And because we have removed from the Sharia, according to our liking, we say to ourselves, I'll go to the masjid, I'll do my namaz, and I have done my duty of Islam. Yet when I go outside, when I'm meeting some people, I harbor animosity against them. Some people I choose to give salam, some people I don't choose to give salam. I'm going to fulfill the rights of my wife and I'm not going to fulfill the rights of my parents. Or I'm going to fulfill the rights of my parents and I'm not going to fulfill the rights of my wife. So many examples can be given. The Sharia is a composition of the Quran and the Sunnah. And unless and until the Quran and the Sunnah don't absolutely dictate upon us, this Sharia or this deen will not benefit us the way it should. And this is our failing. This is the reason why sometimes we sit back and we think, why doesn't the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? Do you seriously think that this body, if it's not functioning properly, will benefit you the way it should? If there are parts on the body that have become dysfunctional because you're not supplying enough blood, another way to understand what Tawheed is, that everything you do is totally for the sake of Allah. That's an aspect of Tawheed. If that is the case, and you're doing namaz totally for the sake of Allah, then what's happened to the other parts of the Sharia that you decided to discard? Are you with me?
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me and you a promise that follow the deen and you will succeed. However, why is there a failing? And this is the reason that we allow the blood to reach certain parts, but we don't allow the blood to reach other parts. We pick and choose as to where, how to channel, and where to send this blood. And so therefore there is an element of corruption in the functioning of the body. If hypothetically the blood completely stops to flow in the eyes, what's going to happen? A person is going to become blind. If a person completely, there's no blood flowing to the ear, what's going to happen? A person is going to become deaf. If there's no blood flowing to the tongue, will a person be able to speak? No. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, summum bukmun umyun. Summum bukmun umyun. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the Quran Kareem and is there for us in the Quran Kareem, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَكْفَالُهَا أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Why haven't you looked in the Quran? Haven't you contemplated what the Quran Kareem is saying? The reason being, you don't understand what the Quran Kareem is saying. Kulubin akfaloha, the hearts are locked. The hearts are locked. Firstly, we need to understand that the most important thing here is in deen is tawhid. And as I said, Tawheed is embedded in everything. If you're sat here for any other reason apart from the pleasure of Allah, that means you've set up a partner with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that. Therefore, there is an element of corruption in your practicing of the deen. So you're restricting your Tawheed. What is your Tawheed? Your tawheed is you're sitting here totally for the sake of Allah. We refer to that as sincerity. We call it sincerity. You go out to work, you go to work, you come back home, and you say, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding me. You don't say, I went out, I worked, and I got the money to buy the groceries or whatever. This is an element of tawakkul. Depending on the strength of a person's tawheed, that person's Islam is that much more stronger. We have become dysfunctional in Islam, in our deen. And the reason being, inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I remember, I shall continue tomorrow. I know you've been awake, you haven't slept, and so it's Jumu'ah. So you all need to rest before you wake up and engage more in your recitation and salah and so on. So to remember that we have become dysfunctional, we pick and choose. We need to let go of choosing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us a choice. Oh, do you want to do your namaz today or tomorrow? Or do you want to do your zuhr now or later on? Or do you want to fast now or later on? There is no choice. I want to be another big issue that, as an example, in terms of inheritance, in a lot of cases where the parents have passed away and inheritance needs to be distributed, there is a big discrepancy. Why does this discrepancy arise? Quite simply because we don't follow the Sharia. If there is a brother who is in charge, he is going to say, no, the sister doesn't get so much, she only gets so much. Or if there is a sister in charge, well, I don't think we allow the sisters to be in charge, but there is a discrepancy at every level. If you begin to think and you critique yourself, you see where your failings are, you begin to realize that there are so many places where we are falling short of actually applying and implementing the deen as it should be implemented. Remember, the deen is very accommodating. But when I say that, it doesn't mean we pick and choose. This is why, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Always consult the ulama. Always, always, always. Inshallah, they will give you, in light of the Quran and Sunnah, a way out. In some instance, as did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you study the ahadith mubarakah, you find that when a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking a particular question, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a reply. Another sahabi came asking the same question, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a different reply. Why? According to the need of the individual. The Sharia does allow that much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us.
Amen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to develop and strengthen our tawheed to a level that Allah is pleased with it. Inshallah, we'll do Khatme Khazgan and then we'll do Muraqaba. It's also Jummah, so try and get up a little earlier so you can do, if you haven't already done your Salatul Tasbih, if you haven't already done it, do it. And recite your Surah Kahf. And do as much durood as possible. So normally what we do is we have ta'lim. I read from a book before Zuhr. Because of the way the timings are, it seems, I'm not sure, but I will try and get here for 11:15, 11:30. Because the bayan for Jumu'ah will begin at 12:15. Now, this is also so that you have an idea of the timing. So if I manage, inshallah, we'll do a little bit of reading. Otherwise, tomorrow. So make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for me to come. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا
Thank you.
صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا.
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على
الله ولي الذين آمنوا
الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا
الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى
Close your eyes, focus upon your heart, contemplate the mercy coming down upon the heart and out of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this mercy. The heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد Make dua for your brother Dr. Ismail is in Gaza at the moment. Allah keep him safe.
Ameen.
Allah keep him well.
Ameen.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring him safely. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.